This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging an Anderson Valley Hop Otten IPA. It's a Category 14B American IPA. So this beer looks to be a deep amber orange color. Looks clear. It's got a tall off-white head. All that's fine. Give it a 3 for appearance. Smelling it, get a moderately strong, citrusy, piney hop nose. There's a moderate malty sweetness behind it. Seems fairly clean, maybe just a touch of caramel. I'm getting some light fruity esters and alcohol as well. The hops are prominent. They've got a freshness to them, which is good. And there's some interesting esters in there. I wonder if it's a hop-derived. Yeah, it's a pretty good nose. I'll give it an 11 for aroma. Taste it. Wow, it's got a high bitterness. The hop flavor is medium-high with a citrusy, resiny flavor. It finishes somewhat full. There's like a full palate feel, but there's dryness in there. I'm getting some harshness too, which is unfortunate. The harshness lasts into the finish. It's got a dry, bitter finish, but you're left with a sort of a hop harshness. I'm getting sort of a minerally character, so I wonder if that's the sulfates accentuate the bitterness thing going on. Sulfates in the water in extreme can make the bitterness harsh. So accentuating bitterness is one thing; having something be harsh is quite another. I don't know if that's the cause, but I am getting sort of a minerally sulfury note in the water. The malt is fairly neutral tasting. It's like a malty sweetness with just a little bit of a toasty, caramely flavor to it. I actually sort of like that malt as a backdrop to the hops. There's an attempt to provide a little bit of balance or a little bit of maltiness to offset the bitterness, but it's a hop-dominated beer. The fermentation character seems pretty clean. Despite the aroma, I'm not really getting any esters in the flavor. Maybe a touch. I don't know. It's sort of mixed in with the malt and the caramely character. So, I like the clean malt. I don't like the harsh hops. I like the aggressiveness of the hops. But I wonder if water chemistry is undoing them a little bit here. I'm going to give it a 16 for flavor. The mouthfeel, it's medium-bodied. The carbonation seems between medium and medium-low. The bubbles don't seem to be pushing through it very hard, so I think that could be a little higher. And I'm getting some of that hop astringency, which tends to coat the tongue and linger into the aftertaste. So, I mean, I'm sort of left with that while I'm sitting here talking and not drinking. What I have is, in the sides and back of my tongue, just this, it's got that sort of vegetal resiny harshness, that I tend to associate with too much hops or hops that don't have a clean character to them. But, if I'm left trying to get that off my tongue, and that's not a pleasant character. I am getting some warmth. The label says it's a 7% beer. The alcohol is fine. So I'm going to give it a 4 for mouthfeel. Overall, I like the fresh flavors. I like the aggressive bitterness, but I don't like the lingering harshness. The hops are forward as they should be. You are getting an alcohol strength out of it, as you should. The malt is in a supporting role, which is fine. And the balance is all right where it should be. You know, it would be good if it had just a touch more hop punch in the nose and if the hops were cleaned up in the flavor. I like the malt. I like the little bit of pleasant esters that are there. I like the little bit of malt complexity without sort of trying to take over. The malt is supporting in a good way. It's not completely neutral. It has a little bit of interest to it, but it's not trying to steal the show. I think I'm going to give it a 8 overall. Without the harshness and just sort of a fresher, cleaner hop character, this thing could go quite a bit higher. I mean, I really like the balance, the malt hop. The hops were sort of cleaned up. I think that would be really outstanding. So I'll give it an 8 overall, which brings it in at a 42. Which says it requires minor fine-tuning, and that's pretty much how I'd characterize it. It's got the right components, just a couple of tweaks in there, and I think it would be quite a bit better. So that is the Anderson Valley Hop Otten IPA. It is a Category 14B American IPA.